This is episode 2364 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 3 of our series this week. The theme we're exploring is self-care after heartache or loss. This is an episode and series that I encourage you to share with others who you know may be experiencing grief, hopelessness, or heartache or loss. I know many of you have reached out to share with me your journeys, and I know many of you are experiencing a lot of suffering and pain. So it's time to begin celebrating the best of your life again. Your challenge this week is to every day reflect on 5 things about yourself for which you're grateful, and to celebrate these 5 things. They could be the same 5 things every day this week, or you could come up with 5 different things every day. Come up with your 5 every day. Before you go to bed, think about your 5 things that help you to celebrate your life. Being right here, right now is one way you're celebrating your life, because despite whatever has happened in your life, there are many reasons to celebrate your life and life around you. One of the best ways to help you manage your grief and suffering and to find hope again is by giving yourself the permission and the time to slow down and be extra gentle with yourself. One of the best ways to do this is to create some me time. This is time that is yours alone. The affirmation for this week, as you explored in yesterday's episode, is now is my time. This is your time to create a space, a sacred haven, where you can escape when you need to reconnect to the best part of who you are. And that can get lost when you're experiencing heartache and loss. I want to share with you a quote from a recent meditator who brought meditation to the West from India. His name is Paramahansa Yogananda. He is the author of the classic book, Autobiography of a Yogi. And he's also the author of a book we're following along with this week called How to Love and Be Loved. He says, "Practice meditation. You'll find that you are carrying within your heart a portable paradise." Regardless of what's going on in your life, when you tune within yourself, you find the solace you seek. As you settle yourself down in your meditation space, it's as important to relax your body as it is to relax your mind. When your body is relaxed, your mind can calm down. So take a little extra time this week to create a sacred space for yourself. I encourage you, if you sit on the floor or on a chair or even on your bed, to sit on a cushion. This could be a cushion from your bed or a couch or a meditation cushion. When you do this, it allows you to roll your hips forward just a little bit, and this helps you to keep your spine in a straight, neutral position. This is going to help you meditate more comfortably and longer. You'll be able to focus so much better. My favorite meditation cushion, since many of you ask me this, is by a recent sponsor of this podcast. It is Mindful and Modern by 3 longtime meditators who focus solely on meditation. They have a few products they focus on to make them just right. And one of them is their meditation cushions. They are filled with either 100% cotton batting inside or natural buckwheat holes. So there's no cheap light fillers or styrofoam. They're beautiful. You can keep them out. And mostly they're so well designed and comfortable. I encourage you to take advantage of their free offer where they're offering 15% just for podcast listeners off the total order. You can use the code MEDITATEDAILY for 15% off your entire order. The coupon never expires and it can be used once per customer. So I want to thank mindfulandmodern.com. This is a week to treat yourself, to give yourself lots of beautiful self-care. It's contagious. You'll impact the people around you. As you calm your mind and body, begin to notice your breath. Your breath reveals to you the kind of emotional state you're in. Naturally allow yourself to calm your breath at your own pace. There's no rush. This is your time. Each inhale infuses your body with vital oxygen to nourish your body cells. With each exhale, you release your breath, releasing tension and toxins. Notice your breath as you meditate, consciously relaxing different areas where you feel tension. It's like a beautiful dance, noticing the way you respond to different thoughts, to the comfort of your body. Consciously relaxing your mind and body throughout your meditation. It's all part of the meditation process. Now bring to mind how you want to feel. What would you like to manifest in your life? On your next inhale, draw your breath inward and upward to that point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, and mentally affirm, now is my time too. And in the pause between the inhale and exhale, bring to mind what you desire. When it feels right to release your breath, gently exhale and mentally affirm what it is you desire. Now is my time to shine. Now is my time to heal. Now is my time for joy, for hope, for whatever you want to manifest in your life. Now sit and notice the effects of your breath, manifesting what it is you seek. Again, on your next breath, inhale through your nose gently, deeply, drawing your breath inward and upward and mentally affirming, now is my time to, holding the pause, visualizing what it is you desire. Releasing your breath, mentally affirming what it is you want to manifest. Beautiful. Now allow yourself to sit in stillness, absorbing these beautiful sensations you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.